For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. On a peaceful hillside in Hardin County stands Kentucky's September 11th Memorial. It was first unveiled on the 10th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. With some additions, the memorial is now complete for the 15th anniversary this weekend. Chuck Heater is director of the Kentucky Veterans Cemetery in Radcliffe, which is home to the memorial. He described the tribute in this interview.
The first portion of this memorial was a steel beam taken from the North Tower of the World Trade Center. And it was taken out of the rumble, and it looks as a shape of a cross almost, with one arm bent back from the blast, almost like it's standing with his hand over his heart. It is setting upon a piece of granite. That steel beam is 3 tons, and the piece of granite below it is also 3 tons. So we got 6 tons right here sitting. And there's a very nice inscription on the granite about the remembrance of the events of September 11, 2001. Directly behind that steel beam is a limestone wall, and those blocks there are actually from the Pentagon, recovered from the rumble of that attack. On either side now of what we are dedicating this Sunday, on the 15th anniversary of 9/11, are wing walls made of granite. The right one depicts the scenes of that day, 4 different timelines, from when the planes hit World Trade Center in the Tower 1 to the last crash of the jet into the field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. On the far left is a granite wall with names inscribed of all the Kentucky veterans who has been killed in action since 9/11, defending America against terrorism.
111 Kentuckians who died overseas defending the country after 9/11. Their names are inscribed on the memorial. Do you know any of those names? Do any of them hit close to home?
Yes, there were several local veterans here in this area. Matthew Decker, the second column there on the top, he's a local Hardin Countyan who was killed in action in Iraq. On the third column, about 4 dams down, Sammy Phillips, graduated from North Hardin High School right down the street here in Radcliffe. And then further on down is Nathaniel Garvin. He's from LaRue County, Hodgenville area. He's also interred at this cemetery. He died in Afghanistan.
So this memorial serves as, I guess, a point of pride for a lot of people, but a lot of locals here in the Radcliffe community.
It's very personal, yes.
What is it you want Kentuckians to take away from this memorial?
It's a reminder that the freedoms that we enjoy every day, we don't always step back and think about where they come from. Sometimes we even take them for granted. But this is a reminder that the freedoms that we enjoy are paid for with a great price, even up to a person's life serving in the military.
Of course, we're coming up on the 15-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. As the country perhaps grows more complacent, are you hoping that this will serve as a lasting tribute, a lasting reminder of that fateful day?
Yes, this is one of those events in our lifetime that will always be remembered. Everybody from our age remembers what they were doing, where they was at this time. And yeah, it is a way to remind us of the history, this horrible event that took place 15 years ago. And as I say, it's a personal place, too. Somebody can come in and see somebody that they know and love here.
Kentucky's 9/11 Memorial will be dedicated this Sunday on the 15th anniversary of the attacks. The ceremony begins at 2 p.m. at the Kentucky Veterans Cemetery in Radcliffe. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.